The first reading is chapter 24 in the book of Joshua, which records the remaking of the covenant now in the land of Israel. And it's a very important moment in the history of Israel. And so Joshua here is, you know, you say, well, I mean, when did they write this, and when did Joshua say this? And with our poor memories, I forgot Lisa's name, and I've known her for years, you know, so I mean, we don't understand this, but these things are remembered and remembered and remembered. And now they're at Shechem, you see, they're up at Shechem, and in the north. And Joshua is challenging them. Now, look at what has happened here in God's plan. He chose a people. He began with Abraham, and then moved. And then finally, the patriarchs. And then finally, the exile or the in Egypt. And then Moses leading them out. Now, all of these are great works of God. And so what we have here is this very solemn renewal of the covenant. It's the covenant that gives us identity. We ourselves, the same. This is my blood of the new covenant. And so our identity is also sealed in a covenant. This one, you see, it's amazing when you think of God's wisdom and, I don't know any other word, but mercy to lower himself. No other God anywhere. Nobody ever imagined, even those who interacted with demons and thought they were gods, ever thought of a covenant, a berit. This was God's idea. And now it's being renewed. Our identity, too, is the covenant. That we accept this act of God and agree to respond to it. And so we have here, you see, this memory of now they're in the land. And Joshua, his name is, you know, that's Jesus' name, right? Jehoshua is Hebrew for Jesus. So this is Jesus, as it were. If we had the Greek text, it would say Jesus or Jesus, making this covenant, you see. And so, cast out the gods your father served beyond the river. That's the Euphrates River. Way back then, this is what you did, and you kept it up when you were in Egypt, and now you're free. Renounce all that. Every Mass, we're supposed to be remaking our covenant with the Lord, you know. I renounce all these false gods I got in my head. All the other things I want to cling to you alone and obey you alone. You see? As for me and my household, we will serve Adonai. We will serve the Lord. And he puts that first, you know. I'm the first one. I'm going to remake the covenant. My whole family is going to make the covenant. Anybody want to join us? Okay. If you don't, go find your own gods. And so this is a very important turning point in the history of Israel, that they bound themselves to this berit. Now, it was just yesterday that we saw the covenant is based on memory. It's based on remembering what God has done. Do this in memory of me. And so it's recalling, and that's why, see, the books that we have, the Old Testament books, especially Deuteronomy, reflect the preaching of the Levites of the north, particularly, always calling to mind to Israel what God has done. That's the foundation for the covenant. That's why it begins, I, Adonai, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. That's the foundation for the covenant. I saved you. So we renew our covenant for the same reason. Do this in memory of me. And we renew our covenant. And more than that, we can receive into our own bodies the body and blood of the Son of God and ratify the covenant every day. You see? And so, you see, the people answer, far be it from us to forsake Adonai for the service of other gods, because it was Adonai, our God, who brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of a state of slavery. This is why Paul always builds on this event when he speaks about baptism. Because the new crossing of the Red Sea, the new moving out from the domination of Satan into the realm of Christ is baptism. And so it's so important. And so, Joshua says, well, you may not be able to serve him. You know, he's holy. He's kadosh. You see, he's different. You can't figure him out. He's God and you're not. He's jealous. Why is he jealous? Because he's small-minded? No. He's jealous for us. Because he knows that our life in this world and in the next depends on being faithful, clinging to him and all that the Lord has said we will do, was the promise back at Exodus, right? If after the good he has done for you, you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, he will do evil to you and destroy you. So watch it. But the people answered Joshua, we will serve the Lord. And so then you heard the rest. This is the end of the book of Joshua. But it's the moment when in the land, finally, after hundreds of years in Egypt and then 40 years wandering, finally in the land that God promised to Abraham, this is the land. And now, sealing this covenant. All of that is a dim approximation of what happens right here every morning when we renew our covenant, which is in the blood of Jesus. And we commit ourselves to him. Everything the Lord has said, we will do. Well, make sure you're ready to say that. And that's why it's such a powerful text, you see. Because it's our response to what God has done for us. And that's why, you see, Joshua goes through all this, you see. He performed these great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along our entire journey among all the peoples through whom we passed. So that continues the salvation of getting out of Egypt, going through the Red Sea, having our enemies obliterated. That's sin. Satan in baptism, you see. And now, as we make our way, he's always there to protect us, to guide us, to forgive us. And so we ratify the covenant. And we do that every day. I wasn't going to say much about the gospel, and I won't because I took a lot of time with that. But you see, the wonderful thing about the gospel is, the disciples blow it again. That's supposed to be encouraging. If they can, we can. I mean, we shouldn't, but it's not fitting that you bring these little kids up here, you know. Take them home. And Jesus says, let them come to me. They belong more in the kingdom than you do. They've never sinned. You know, they love me. They come to me. You're still working at that. So leave them alone. Well, I got to bless the icon so I can't take more time now.